All right, welcome back. Let's go over answer boxes. Why is it important to own the answer box? I'll tell you right now. As voice search becomes more and more popular, people have Alexa in their home. They have Google Minis, whatever, virtual assistants. They're asking questions. I'm going to use this example because a lot of questions are asked around cooking. So let's see this. I'm going to try this right now and see if it works. But this is obviously the answer box. What are answer boxes? It's something somewhat new to Google. It's been around for a handful of years now. But instead of actually going on this website, you know, if I want more information, I'll go on this website. And then this, I know Smokey Mo's Barbecue is probably a pretty good site for smoking meats. But they give this paragraph right here. See, this one was back in 2019. So it's a few years old. But it's just about user experience. It's about somebody asking a question and then delivering this information for them right away so they don't have to necessarily go and start clicking on pages and reading and reading and reading. So it's information now. Let's test it. Hey, Google, how many hours does it take to smoke a brisket?
On the website SmokyMo'sBBQ.com, they say, slow smoke at a temperature of 250°F, allowing about 1 hour of cooking time per pound of meat. So, if you have a 10-pound brisket, expect to smoke it for about 10 hours. Keep the fat side up so the juices can drip through the meat.
How cool is that? All right, so you got that brand awareness, Smokey Mo's Barbecue, according to, so they'll always give credit to the actual author, which is very nice. But that's it. That's how answer boxes work. I don't think there's anything else to go over. But actually diving deeper into how do you create great content to rank number one. This just plays into ranking number one and being authoritative. So what's really cool about this, here you go. It highlights right here what I was looking for. So this information is very optimized and catered to that particular question. So I'm sure a lot of people, you know, smoking brisket is a tough thing to do. And if you're looking to, you know, it takes a long time, hours. And if you're just getting started, obviously you're going to have those questions. So kudos for Smokey Mo's Texas Barbecue for writing this piece of content, optimizing it, and owning that answer box. That's how you do it. I'll see you in the next chapter.